KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report, your inside connection to everything sports at Fresno State, featuring Eddie Hughes and Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Eddie Hughes. It's a great day to be a Bulldog. Our co-host, Fresno State's Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, made a big announcement this week in Fresno State sports. Fresno State football specifically, with Jeff Tedford announced as the newest coach of Bulldog football. He'll start right after this season and get going planning, putting his staff together, recruiting for the 2017 season, looking ahead to next year. And, you know, the Dogs will have their plate full with some tough out-of-conference games against Alabama on the road, at Washington. So two teams right now that are, you know, could be on their way to that college football playoff. We got a one-on-one interview with Jeff Tedford and one of his former Bulldog teammates in the early 80s, Vince Weston. A lot of people around the community know him. We'll bring you those interviews. But first, here's this week's press conference as Jeff Tedford was introduced as the newest Bulldog football coach.
First off, I'd like to introduce my wife. Please stand up. My lovely wife, Donna. My number one recruit, for sure. It's great seeing so many familiar faces, friendly faces, and I really appreciate you all being here. I see my college roommate back there, which I appreciate you being here, friend. You want to catch this ball? Can you catch any better now than you did then? Anyway, it's great to see all the friendly faces in the crowd, and I'd like to reiterate as well, being on Veterans Day, the thanks and appreciation for all the veterans and their sacrifice and their commitment. So I'd like to start off with that. Very proud to be here today and excited to be here today as a Fresno State football coach. I want to take the opportunity to thank President Castro, Jim Bartko, for their trust and confidence for this opportunity. It means a lot to us. It's kind of coming full circle all back around when I came here. I didn't play in the first game because the first game was one game at the end of the year, but I did play in the first full season of Bulldog Stadium. So have a long history, obviously. My family and I have always loved Fresno and our relationships here, which we have quite a few. I have a great deal of pride and passion for the university and for the football program. I appreciate the pride and tradition of Bulldog football, having played and coached here under great mentors like Coach Sweeney and Coach Hill. I do want to take this opportunity to thank Coach DeRuiter for all his contributions to the program and wish him well. This opportunity is a great fit for me because I do understand the tradition of Bulldog football. I know where it's been and I know where it should be. And I'm really looking forward to reconnecting with all the past players, the supporters, and the entire Red Wave to bring this program back to prominence. I really believe this is a special place, without a doubt. And through that experience over the years, I've been able to see how it's built and how it's done, and I look forward to that. Our mission will be this. Our mission and our goal will be this, and that's to grow and develop young men to reach your full potential in all areas, academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually, to compete at a high level in the classroom and on the football field, and while doing so with great character and high integrity. That's very, very important, that they're a representative and we're a representative of the community and of all the alumni that have ever attended Fresno State or have ever walked down that ramp to play a football game in that stadium. So I'm excited about the future. That being said, there's a tremendous amount of work to do in a lot of areas. Just to name a few, APR, recruiting and scholarship numbers, absolutely. But I cannot wait to get after it. I am going to go back right after this. We have a big game at Washington tomorrow against USC, but I will be back next week to start evaluating the program and all the areas of the program. And I'm very, very excited to get started on this journey and this process. So with that, I will open up to questions.
Paul Leffler, 940 ESPN. Look forward to calling your games next year and seeing you back here. You talked about your history with the program, your understanding of the tradition of this program. With Coach Sweeney and Coach Hill, can you give us one nugget from your experience with both of those guys that has stuck with you, that's impacted the coach that you are today?
Well, there are so many. You know, when you're growing up as a young person, for me, my coaches, when I said mentors, great mentors, they were my mentors, and especially Coach Sweeney. I coached for Coach Hill for a year, but I played and coached for Coach Sweeney, and what he has done for this program and for this community is unbelievable. And I will be forever grateful to him for the opportunity to come to Fresno State, for him believing in me and teaching me the values of what it takes to raise young men, because I needed guidance, and he absolutely did that. I think more than anything, if you took both of those guys, it would be the pride and tradition of Fresno State football. And I remember so many of the things. I just, after being a head coach for so long, to see the energy that Coach Sweeney brought every day with all his mantras of no dogs down, run to the ball, some other things I can't say. But, I mean, it was, he bled Bulldog red. There's no question about it. And I'll tell you, when I first went to Cal as the head coach, I was there for maybe a week. And someone asked me, do you bleed blue and gold? And I said, no, I've been here a week. I don't bleed blue and gold yet. That has to be earned. There's a process in that. But I can honestly say I do bleed Bulldog red because I've been here. And I appreciate it. So there's so many things that they did, especially Coach Sweeney, in my life, and so many other players' lives. I mean, that's the thing. That's why we're here. We're here to develop young men. And so that's why we're here. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Coach Tedford, welcome back. Scott Bemis with KC24 and CBS 47 Sports here in town. You've been a part of some incredible turnarounds. You cited Cal. With where this program's at, how do you engineer a turnaround like this and kind of getting it back on top?
Well, you start from day one, and it all starts with evaluation of what's going on with the program. I'm confident that we have the support with President Castro and Jim Barco to do the things that we need to do. And it's not just about football. It's not just on the football field. The number one thing I will do next week when I get here is meet with the academic staff to find out what's going on academically, because that's number one, first and foremost. And then from there, you know, I think as far as hiring a staff is concerned, it's really important that you surround yourself with guys who are great evaluators, guys who are master teachers, guys who are experts in their field, guys who can communicate with players, people who can come to work every day positive, poised, but demanding. And those are the things that we're going to have in our staff. And so it's going to be a long process here to understand who we are first, because I won't begin to say I do, because I don't. But that's the initial process, is that. And then from there, hire a staff. And so I'm going to work long and hard to get that done in the next few weeks. The great thing about this is that being a consultant at Washington, I don't actually coach a position. I'm really a consultant to the coaching staff and the offensive staff and the head coach, help put in game plans. So the timing is perfect for me to get here and start right away to be able to do this, so that we can hopefully save as much of this recruiting season as we can, because that's important. Recruiting is number one. Recruiting our type of guys, that's what's important. Guys who are accountable, guys who have leadership, guys who have integrity and great attitudes. Those are the people we're going to be looking for.
Coach Ritter. Amy Gill, KMJ. Nice to meet
Hi.
You. Where do you start with the players and try to win them over and get them to buy into your coaching philosophy?
Well, that's a process, and it all starts with trust. And and that's what needs to be built, is trust and confidence when you're someone new coming in. Obviously, I had an opportunity today to meet with the players and kind of explain to them what the schedule would be, but that they really need to focus on finishing strong in the classroom and on the football field under Coach Keesaw's guidance and their staff's guidance. I'm not going to come in here in the next 2 weeks and try to uproot anything or confuse them with my philosophies. Obviously, they've had a mission that they've been on. They have goals, and they have a message that this coaching staff has been relaying to them. So I want that to stay consistent. But then after that, we will spend minutes. I did leave them a questionnaire. I want to know every single thing about them, from their families, their backgrounds, what their goals are academically and athletically. And then once the season is over, I will sit down individually with each and every one of them, find out what their concerns are, like I said, what their goals are, how the program can improve. And I think you get that information best from the people who are inside, which is the players. And so I'm looking forward to sitting down with each and every one of them, getting to know them. And that's how you build trust. Because nobody really cares how much you know until they realize how much you care. And that's the first thing, is to create relationships with the players.
Coach here in the center.
Coach Tedford, Andrew Martin, CBS 47, KC24. Welcome back. You talked about being Bulldog born, Bulldog bred, but it's been 20 years since you've been here. How closely did you pay attention to the Fresno State program when you were at other stops?
All the way through. You know, obviously when Coach Hill was here, there was a long, history there of should we play him when we were at Cal and all that. And so, he was always banging that drum. And so we finally played him. Obviously Derek Carr, watching the growth and development of Derek Carr. I was here, recruited David Carr. And Derek used to come to practice all the time. He was a little five-year-old. I was working with him then with his Nerf ball doing drops. So I was very interested in Derek's development here, and he had a great career here. But keeping in touch with everybody, I was here as a player, and I coached for 6 years here. And so those relationships never died. And so I always kept an eye on what was going on here. Obviously not from, the back rooms by any means, but I can't tell you how many text messages I've received over the last 2 days with former players, both teammates and players I coached here. They're so fired up about the future. And so I've always kept a close eye on Fresno State football. It does mean a lot to me. And have a lot of, like I said in the very beginning, so many great relationships here that I've kept in contact for many, many years.
Yeah, follow-up question to what you were talking about. So if you've been paying attention to this program since you left, and obviously when you were here, when did you first learn of the opening, and how did you first approach the mindset that you wanted to apply for it? Can you take us through that timeline?
Yeah, it was recently, really. It was after they'd made the decision to go in a different direction. And so at that point, tried to kind of calculate and is it a great fit for us? And I think the answers were a no-brainer for me and my family, without a doubt. And what this place can be. It's interesting talking to Coach Peterson, that when Coach Peterson, the head coach at Washington, first got to Boise, their gold standard was Fresno State. Okay, now it's kind of flipped roles, where Boise State is now at the head of this conference. But I absolutely know what it takes to get there and how we can get it done. And it starts with recruiting the Valley and making sure that we keep the guys in the Valley home that want to be here, and keep the recruiting more on the West Coast. I kind of looked at the commitment list that's there right now in Florida and Georgia and Texas. And, when I was here, I knew how this thing was built. And it was built with blue-collar players who really appreciate the Valley and what Fresno State stands for, and that pride and tradition. And so we're going to start there, of making sure that we saturate the Valley with our coaches, reconnect and cultivate the relationship with the high school coaches and junior college coaches throughout, and move forward from there.
Coach, one last question I have for you. In the years that you've been away from being a college head coach, having different perspectives, the pro game, north of the border, and now in a non-position coach role at UW, would you say that you're better prepared to jump back in as a head coach now, that there are things you see after the last few years that maybe you wouldn't have seen at the end of your tenure at Cal?
I think without a doubt that's true. I was away from college coaching. I was in the NFL and the CFL and pro football. And being able to go to the University of Washington and be behind the scenes and see a different way from time to time, I think it's important for everybody to reflect from time to time and make sure that they don't close and they're not tunnel vision from learning. And so it's been great. The year that I had off, I traveled around the SEC and studied all the SEC programs with some of my friends that coached there. Obviously, being behind the scenes for a full season at Washington has been awesome. And I think now I am so invigorated and ready to get after this again. Not that I wasn't before. I mean, it was a long, great tenure at Cal. Cal's a very difficult place, but spent 11 years there and accomplished a lot. Accomplished a lot academically. We won a lot of football games, built a brand new facility. I don't even know how much it ended up costing. I know in the beginning it was like $450 million. And when we played there last week and I sat in the press box, I was able to look around and have a sense of pride for a huge accomplishment at that university. And so I see the same thing here, without a doubt. And to tell you the truth, I mean, this is a perfect fit, like I said before. I don't think I would have traveled east or anything else for a program. This is a perfect fit at the exact right time. So God willing, he has blessed us with this opportunity, and we're going to do everything we can in our power to make everybody proud.
Is there anything that you want to do different from your time at Cal? Any just sort of differences that maybe from having that time away from being the head coach of a college job?
Sure. You know, I mean, I think one of the things that really helped me, I don't think it's any secret, 1 year I had had a heart situation when I was in Tampa, and so I had to recoup from that. But with that, I was able to kind of sit back and reflect on what's so important about this. Because sometimes as a young coach, you get really tunnel visioned about success. And that's important, okay? But the main thing is the relationships that I've kept with my players over the years that became so evident to me about what this is all about. And when I said a high level of success in the classroom and on the football field with great character and high integrity, I mean that sincerely, because that's what it's all about. It's about the growth and development of these young people. Because I see them now after recruiting them, they go on, they're having families, keeping in contact with them, hearing them call back, say, "Coach, thank you for the guidance you gave me." Back, then you really realize what this is all about. And I've had the opportunity to do that. And so I'm very anxious. I think this, the whole coaching world, whatever business you're in, I think when you stop learning and when you stop trying to reflect and get better and improve. So yeah, there's a lot of areas that with the experience that I've had, the ability to have experiences to learn from them and know that you're prepared for the next level, you know, for the next opportunity. And that's where I believe I am right now.
Coach, we're gonna finish with a
poll. Ralph Wood, you've been doing this a long time.
Good to see you.
How are you?
I get the feeling that at some point you kind of realized or came to the realization that you are a college football head coach, that it was gonna be college football that would be your game. I'm wondering, being away from it, what did you miss the most?
Well, exactly, Ralph. I mean, that was exactly it. Is you get away and football is football. The NFL is a business, without a doubt. But I think being able to make an impact on young people's lives, because how I grew up, if it weren't for my coaches and my mentors, I wouldn't know where I would be. So that's what became very evident to me, is the reason why I have a passion for college coaching is really about the players. It really is. And it's about the alumni, and it's about the fans, and it's about the relationships. When you're in pro football, you never see anyone. You know, you see the players every day and it's gone. But the relationships that we have built over time and the great friendships that we have, not only in Fresno, but Oregon, Cal. I mean, there's so many lasting relationships that we've had that for me, at the end of the day, it turned out that that's where my passion is, that's where my heart is, and that's how I want to finish my career. Thank you all for being here. Go Dawgs!
That was this week's press conference as new Fresno State football coach Jeff Tedford was introduced to the public. We caught up with Jeff right after that in a one-on-one interview, and here's what he had to say.
Here with new Bulldog football coach Jeff Tedford. Jeff, congrats on the job. How's it feel to be back at Fresno State?
It feels great. It really does. I mean, it kind of really sank in today of seeing the players, visiting with them for a few minutes. But all the friendly, familiar faces that are here, it's just awesome. Really, really happy to be here and excited for the future.
It sounds like you've heard a little bit about the plans for remodeling Bulldog Stadium. How exciting was that for you to hear about what's going on that side, having done it at Cal already?
Yeah, you know, I don't know a lot about it. I know, you know, that Jim Barco is really excited about it. And at some point, I'll kind of get deep into that. But more importantly, right now, it's the health and welfare of the kids and get them going and get the program back on track. And so there's a lot of work that needs to be done with that type of thing, evaluation, recruiting, academics, all those type of things that are first and foremost on my mind. You know, so I'm absolutely supportive of a new facility. Don't get me wrong. That's awesome for the fans and for the environment here. But the most important thing on my mind right now are the players.
Have you gotten into any of the thinking as far as what type of system you want to run, offensively, defensively?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I don't really even have to think about that. I know that. You know, I've been around it a long time and constantly learning, no doubt, but have a pretty good idea, you know, what wins. And now it's the formula of getting the right players in the position to do that.
Are you ready to share that at this time, what type of system that is?
Or? Oh, it's going to be diverse. It'll be a wide-open system. You know, be tough and physical, aggressive. Have to run the football and have to be dominating up front on both sides of the ball and play great special teams and very, very disciplined. I mean, those are all the things, you know. They'll get penalized and, you know, win all three phases of the game, you know. And so, but that's the X and O part. Before you can get to the X and O part, it's the team building that's number one, because you need to play together and you need to have a belief in what you're doing, and that's going to be a goal.
How important is it to build up these student athletes' confidence right now with what's gone on the past couple of years?
It's huge. It's number one. You know, trust and confidence is going to be number one, you know, because it's not easy going through a year like this, you know, and I really hope and I encourage them today to finish strong. Because it can springboard you into a real positive offseason. I remember us, when I played in 1981, we beat Arizona the last game of the year, and that really springboarded us into a great offseason, and we went 11-1 the next year. You know, so, but there's no question that, you know, they need to be built up. They need to get some confidence back, and we will work on making sure that happens.
Where does setting up your new staff fall on that list of priorities? Have you evaluated who's here and decide any of that yet?
That will definitely be a part of the process, immediate process. It all goes together. You know, because the recruiting calendar is such that you need to make sure that you're hitting the ground running, hopefully. But I'm not going to rush into it. I'm going to make sure that I evaluate what our needs are and make sure and find the right guys that fit into to our culture and what our mindset is.
Jeff Tedford, welcome back to the Central Valley. Thanks for being with us.
All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate
it. See you around.
All right.
That was the new Bulldogs football coach, Jeff Tedford. We also caught up with one of his teammates at the press conference who was there in attendance, Vince Wesson, former Bulldog in the early 80s, a local guy, you know, one of the great high school players of all time in the Central Valley. Vince Wesson had a lot to say about what he thinks of the hire.
Here with Vince Wesson, one of the legendary Bulldog alumni. Vince, how's it feel to see one of your old buddies, one of your teammates, get the head coaching gig today?
Well, it's awesome setup. You know, you think back to Coach Sweeney and his tree, and, of course, Jed Tefford was part of that tree. So I'm pretty excited about what he can do for Fresno State football, but not only that, this community, too.
As an alum, a guy who's stayed here in the Valley, here in Fresno, Clovis area, what does it mean to you to see Bulldog football successful and you know, picking up steam from where you guys left it when you were a player here?
Well, and that's a great question, because I'm going to pose it this way. When success happens, we're all excited and we all can't wait to be a part of it. But when success fails, and that's what's happened over the last couple of years here, we're going the other way. It gets frustrating and people just start talking about the old days and how we can get it turned around. And hopefully today they've hired a guy that can turn it around.
And you're a guy who's worked in education.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what it means to be that student part of student athlete. That, you know, we always hear student comes first, that the old Jim Sweeney thing.
Yeah.
But talk about what that really means to guys like yourself.
Well, it means just, you know, you've got to see the big picture. We are here as student athletes, not athlete student. And that's part of Jeff's program, talking about, and Coach Sweeney is for that matter. Look how many successful Bulldogs that have stayed and relocated in this valley because they took care of things academically along with the success athletically on the field. It's a great combination.
Now, seeing the Bulldogs this season, last season, the past couple, Now, what do you think that the main focus needs to be in rebuilding this thing?
And this is an easy one for me to answer. It is, you've got to, I don't know why we have the V on the back of our helmet if we're going to Georgia, if we're going to Florida. It just doesn't make any sense to me. There might be a water drought in California, but there's no drought for high school football players. You know, right now I can go off the top of my head. These are people within the section, central section. We got Allen at Wyoming. We have, Prentice, Colorado State. We have Charles Williams at UNLV. Tatum, UNLV, the kid out of Edison. Tate, UNLV, kid out of Edison. You know, Vickaputz at Air Force, kid out of Buller. You see where I'm going with this? You know, when it's Mountain West versus Mountain West, there's no excuse for not keeping that player home. And I think that's where the last administration kind of failed. The V on the back of our helmet, it was a camouflage, because we weren't taking care of our house at home. Jet going to take care of our house.
Give us a good story from your days playing with Jeff as a Bulldog.
Well, so many. But I was, you know, had a little, I had a little moxie to myself. And coming in from Clovis West, where I had a great senior year athletic-wise, and things were rolling the right way. And I'll just never forget Ted for how he kind of put me in our place. I'm running out, and I wasn't really doing anything wrong either. And I'm running out to practice, and I wasn't jogging out to practice fast enough. But Jeff kind of came up behind me and go, "Let's go, Wesson. You got to work hard around here to get your name in the paper." Such a bad shot on me like that.
Sounds like a disciplined guy.
Yeah. But it's his leadership. You know, when you could see an offensive coordinator running practice when it came to offense, you know, God bless Coach Anambo, God bless Mike Robinson, but Rasmussen, but it was Jeff Tedford. If he didn't like a person in, he'd say, "Get this guy in, this and that." I mean, he took it over. So you could see this future without question.
On another note, I mean, you put in that area where, you know, around that stadium builders era. Now we're seeing another level to that stadium building. How cool is that going to feel?
Very cool, because I crack up, because when we won the Cow Bowl, it was a packed house, but it only held 30,000. I swear 60,000 people have said they were there, so something's up. You know what I mean?
But this must have been those grass berms.
Yeah, they counted each grass berm. But anyway, I just look forward to it, the excitement again. Big-time college football, hopefully playing the majority of our games on Saturday afternoon the way it should be. And just the excitement, you know, the excitement factors. And me, much like you and some of your friends, there's not too much, where are you going to watch the game tonight? Where are you going to watch the game tonight? This and that, you know. It takes about a day and a half till you find out who won sometimes and things like that. There's just not that excitement. There's just not that pulse. But hopefully with Jeff Tedford, it will be back and be back soon.
Vince, thanks for being with us today.
Good to see you, man. Anytime.
Thanks to our guests, Vince Wesson and new Fresno State football coach Jeff Tedford. The 2017 football season will be Jeff Tedford's first. 2017 season tickets go on sale Monday, so get on the phone, get on your computer, and be a part of bringing Fresno State football back to national prominence. Thanks for listening this morning, and thank you to our Fresno State Sports Report producer, Kevin Kirsten. We appreciate you joining us, and please join us again next Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Fresno State Sports Report on KFSR. Follow us on Twitter at 907KFSR Sports. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report every Saturday morning at 8:30. For complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.